Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you, Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your raking couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is November the 2nd, 2015.
And this is episode 188. Renee is feeling it today.
Ooh, I'm tired.
Oh no, man. You kind of, you hyped up. You up on some,
medicine.
You hyped up. It's good.
It's good.
So what's up, everybody? This is the Valentine Cast. It's my lovely wife, Renee Valentine.
You see myself, but let me make sure my hair.
You look beautiful, babe. You look beautiful. I think I'm coming in kind of hot. Hey. Yeah, I think I am coming in kind of hot. So I might need to walk around here and adjust the sound. I'm going to say what's up to the Valentavern. So who do we have with us today?
Valentavern, we have our good friend Alachia. Hello, Alachia, good to see you. Join her videos that she's been putting out. JK Grandma is here. Hi, JK. Zabi was here, but she left. But I think she's coming back. So Zabi's here. I wonder if Muhogan is here too.
Well, I know where Muhogan is. Muhogan is at a client's. Maybe I shouldn't say, but I talked to him earlier today.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I hope you're hearing me okay. I did have to turn my mic down a little bit.
For those of y'all who might, this might be your first podcast that you hear, we're a husband and wife couple.
Nice.
Like to talk about our lives.
I hope we're a husband and wife couple.
For right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't see it changing anytime in the future.
Right. I don't
either. We could go to the method where you have to renew the contract every 5 years or so.
But then we'll be the ones that will forget.
Forget to renew it.
We were
like, oh shit, it's been 7 years, we forgot.
Yeah, we would totally forget.
But yeah, we just talk about what we did for the past 2 weeks now, and just talk about our interests. So welcome to the show. This is your first time.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to give a shout out to Udella. Just came in. Hello, Udella.
Oh, Udella. Wow, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since you went to heaven. It's been a while. Is that Nickelback?
I don't know. I'm not a Nickelback fan. Apparently, you know their songs better than I do.
I think is that it? No, that's Stained. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you haven't heard it before?
No, I've just heard you say it's been a while a billion times.
Here we go.
Do we have to listen? You're going to get shut down on YouTube.
That's all I'm going to play.
Yeah, I haven't heard it. So
it's been a while.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I have. Did it play on that one Nickelback list you had that was playing
on it did.
YouTube?
It did.
Stained. Yeah. Hold on. Do they really spell their name STAIND? Or is that just a typo, JK?
Well, I don't think all Canadians like Nickelback. But I will say I like Nickelback because it's like they're consistent. And I seriously mean that. A lot of people are like, I hate Nickelback because you just have to buy one album and say that. I'm like, you know what? I like their music. I mean, I like a lot of music, you know. I mean, dude, I think it's the earth-shattering greatest music of all time? No. But, I mean, it's a guilty pleasure if you want to call it that.
I call it elevator music. Like, that's the kind of stuff you hear in elevators now.
Or
in,
you
know,
mall.
You're old.
Or the mall.
Okay. That group, Stained, is officially dumb because they misspell their name so badly. Yeah. On purpose.
Yeah.
And that, I know there are groups that misspell their name on purpose, but that was just terrible.
So, that's what I was thinking about.
Go the, home, Stained.
You remember Hawthorne? How you hated Hawthorne? The Jada yes. Pickett? What was spelled wrong in there? I can't remember.
Hawthorne?
It was something spelled wrong. It really got
where?
On your nerves.
Oh, like where?
In Hawthorne. The
in the show?
Yeah, the design of it, you really hated it.
I can't remember.
The Hawthorne TV show.
Well, that was like, what, 3 years ago? I can't remember all the way back then.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I like or dislike songs to JK. I can't think of a group. Unless that group only had one really hit song and it was terrible, then I guess I can say I don't like that group. There are, like, Pussycat Dolls, not a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. But, yeah, welcome to the show, everyone. Glad to see everyone. Glad you can make it. And let's go ahead, babe, and let's jump into a weekend wrap-up.
Weekend.
You know what? I hate that. I hate when I do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Weekend wrap-up! Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
Okay.
You
know, JK has a point.
What's that?
He said, yeah, people who purposefully misspell their name are the worst. Cowboy, LOL.
But the thing is, my name isn't spelled incorrect.
Is it?
Huh?
Is it? Is
it's
it
spelled
not?
Correctly?
It is?
Yeah. In the East.
You made that.
No, seriously, I didn't. A lot of people think that I can't remember if it's Filipino or, but no, I mean, it's spelled correctly. It's not spelled in American, okay? Well, sure. But no, it's spelled correctly. So, suck it, JK.
Suck it.
Suck it, my boy.
Anyway,
oh, yeah.
So, we were going to go see The Martian without the children. They were going to stay here, but the movie times didn't line up. I have a feeling we're not going to see it. But anyway.
So, I have to say this. A lot of people are going to now. Oh, go ahead. You know what? Go ahead. Go ahead and talk about the date. I'm going to talk about my. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, it's good to get out without the kids. Because if we did have the kids, we would have to be home by 6:30. And we actually went out at night and were among people. We were bandying about places to eat because, you know.
Yep.
When you have two, the hardest question as a couple is, where do you want to eat when it's wide open?
I know, it's wide open.
There's
like,
no time
oh,
constraints.
You don't have to like, can these people get the food out fast enough?
Yeah, you can eat anywhere you want. And, you know, with kids, you don't go out as much. So there's places I hadn't been in a while. Finally, I was like, you know what? I want a damn vanilla bean cheesecake. Let's go to the Cheesecake Factory.
So when we were talking about where we want to go and stuff, we were kind of trying to figure out how is this going to work. You know, where we going? You know, we were like, okay, here are some places. One of the places that came up was CPK, and then we was like, okay, we're gonna go to CPK or California Pizza Kitchen because we will go to all the other choices that we had laid out before we go to CPK again. But then all of a sudden it just hit me. I said, you know what? Let's go to Cheesecake Factory. And Renee was like, yeah, I want vanilla bean cheesecake. So we went there, and I would say Renee had cheesecake. And for a lot of people, if you've been following us from the very beginning, you know Renee's not a fan of cheesecake.
Hate cheesecake.
You hated cheesecake, right?
The only cheesecake I liked was vanilla bean cheesecake.
So what happened?
I didn't get vanilla bean cheesecake.
You didn't?
No.
Why'd you do that?
Because I wanted to try something new.
Oh,
I knew
God.
I liked vanilla bean.
And that's like a $8 try something new. So what happened?
It is. I got the chocolate. I mean, I went with a no-brainer in my mind, chocolate mousse cheesecake.
Okay, which is good.
With the chocolate cookie crust.
Okay.
It was amazing. See, and it was even better than the vanilla bean.
And you know what's funny? Is that you're getting a lot of hate right now from Udella. Calling you a cheesecake
is gross.
Wait a minute, hold on. No, you're saying cheesecake is gross.
Plain cheesecake is gross.
You don't know that. You haven't had it.
I have had
it. No, you haven't had it since your taste has changed.
I don't think my taste has changed. Jay insists that the chocolate mousse cheesecake did have a cream cheese taste to it.
It does.
But I tasted none of that. I just tasted ooey gooey yummy cheese. Yeah.
It was in there because you tasted mine before and you was like, oh, it's okay. Cheesecake taste.
My thing, Udella, is that cheesecake is not supposed to be sweet. I don't like cheesecake or anything sweet. I don't like sweet cream cheese on my bagels. That's the worst.
You said cheesecake is not supposed to be sweet.
No, sorry. Cream cheese is not supposed to be sweet. I don't like the sweet cream cheeses on my bagels. I don't like that. I don't like those little dips they have with cream cheese. I don't like cream cheese icing. I don't like any of that. Jay thinks that I like cheesecake now. So
cause
I mean,
because you really didn't care for mushrooms, and you're like,
yeah, now
you're all over mushrooms.
Now. I am. If I didn't know better, I would think I was pregnant with all the freaking mushroom cravings I'm having.
Right. So, I mean, that's the only thing I'm saying. I think I would be curious. I may go buy a slice of cheesecake.
I keep an open mind, but I just remember how it tastes. Ugh. Yeah. Ugh.
You're crazy. Yeah.
Cream cheese should only be eaten plain on a bagel or plain on crackers. And that's it.
All right.
That's all you should do it. Well, and then like queso, like if you make it like a queso kind of thing, you can do that. But it's not sweet. Cheese. Yeah.
Okay. So since the last show, we've been doing a lot of Halloween and Halloween festivities. We told you about the crazy pretentious village of North Point. Or was it
Norton Commons?
Norton Commons. North Point is in North South Point in Nebraska. North Point is in Atlanta. But then this weekend we went to the Boudel at the Udell.
Boudel at the Udell. So the Udell is the botanical gardens here in Louisville. And it is also the place where our friends Adrian and Cole got married.
It was.
And coincidentally, or not coincidentally, they came with us. So they came with their son.
Yeah.
And so it was crowded.
It was.
And let me just say, Udell is a tiny place for all those people.
Don't talk about Udell like that. Yeah.
Anyway, Udell, not Udella, but Udell is a tiny place for all those people. And Jay insists that this is the norm, but the whole place was a big loop and just walked around and companies had little tents set up and they gave you a pamphlet and a piece of candy.
Right.
So you went from little booth to booth picking up pamphlets you know you damn well are not going to read just to get candy. And it wasn't even like the best candy.
Babe, one, it was free.
Chocolate. There was one piece of chocolate.
You know it was free, right?
What was free?
You
paid to get in.
It was a donation. So you didn't have to pay. You can be like, nah. No, seriously. It was a donation. It said the thing. Donation. Recommended donation. $1. Was what it was.
So who's not going to pay?
Somebody that can't afford to pay.
Anyway, so it was one, and they weren't even like, people didn't really dress up like they were working there. A couple did. I was like, boo. But anyway, I had fun.
Yeah.
With our friends. We had popcorn.
We did.
Free popcorn. And we did get some candy. And
I took some pretty funny pictures of a cherub humping the thing.
A cherub humping the thing.
The pottery, yep.
Nice. And classy. So there was Boudel at the UW, and on the way out, who do we see? But our neighborhood dentist.
Yes,
she's so pretty.
Yeah, she is.
I mean,
and
I need to get my stuff done.
So we saw her and her family, whose son was born 5 days before the girls. Yes, so he was born on July 4th.
So we're going to have a play date with them.
Yeah.
Play date.
But yeah, we saw them and I told her there was a dentist booth in there that she needs to stop in and just throw everything off the table, you know, cast them out and stuff like that. So yeah, that was a lot of fun hanging out with the Gibsons. And then we came back home. We played outside a little bit.
We did Halloween pictures.
We did Halloween pictures the day before.
Oh, the day before. That was fun.
That was fun. I have them on our site. Not on our site, but on Facebook. I probably should figure out a way to how to put those pictures. Because sometimes some people don't go to Facebook. You know?
No, they don't.
You know, so I need to figure out how to get it out there so everyone else can see it. But the girls are, you know, I think they're pretty good. I was showing our neighbors some of the pictures, and they were like, "Oh, you do so good," and I was like, "Oh, I do okay. I'm just learning."
Everybody loves your pictures.
Not everybody loves my pictures.
Well, everybody I know loves your pictures.
It is.
I have a hole in my slipper.
Oops, time for daddy to buy you.
Oh, wait, I think it's how they're supposed to be.
It's Christmas time.
Nope.
They have them on sale at Costco.
It's how they're supposed to be. I think it's supposed to be like that for more cushion. Anyway, my mom is famous in our family for keeping a lot of our stuff from our childhood. So she's trying to clean out the basement. So she's giving bags and bags to everybody to sort through. But everything we don't want, she said, give back to her. So I don't understand her reasoning of cleaning out the basement.
Because she's going to hold on to it. And then she's going to give it back to you in a few years. Or she's going to wait till she passes away. And then you guys going to go through and be like, oh, mom kept this for me.
And then we end up keeping it.
And you end up keeping it. That's her evil plan.
Yeah. So I have
Why did you look at me like that when I said when she passed away? Because you talk about it all the time.
I do. Death is just a part of life. It's really not.
But that look is what the look that everyone else gets when you talk about it.
Well, guess
that
what?
That was hilarious. Maybe welcome. I threw you off because it was me saying it.
Yeah, because you never say something like that. So I have this box of notes, basically texts before texts exist, from all of my friends. I had like 6 friends that we wrote regularly. And let me tell you, these notes were folded in the most intricate patterns I've ever seen, and I could not get half of them folded back. I was like, what is wrong with me? But I sat there and read all the notes because I'm weird like that. I'm a hoarder, and I'm going to keep them. I separated them into the person that wrote them and put them into their own labeled Ziploc bags. That's little type A right there.
I mean, are they taking up more space or less space?
Same space. Okay. Same amount of space. They're all the same. Okay.
All right.
Good deal. So, it's kind of fun going back and seeing how I was. I was terrible.
She called one of her teachers a frog face.
I said she was a fat frog. There's a difference. My French teacher said she was a fat frog. That just made Jay laugh.
And I'm trying to remember. I think I only had. Now, was that the only teacher that you were like that with?
No, you said multiple teachers.
You had multiple. See, I only had one teacher. His name was Mr. Baldwin. And Mr. Michael Baldwin, I think is his name. And he looked like Hodor. Except he was thinner than Hodor. And he had a huge head.
You're so mean.
No, seriously, and he had a mullet. But
mullets weren't in style back then.
But I gotta see if I can find him, man.
We made teachers cry. We were bad. I mean, we weren't bad, but we did make teachers cry. I remember Miss Martin had a bit of a body odor problem, and she talked like this. And
you're horrible.
But we were kids and dumb. I was in the eighth grade. What are you going to do? I was stupid. I realize this now. But, yeah, it's pretty bad. And we made Miss Noller. We called her a cave woman, and she ended up throwing a desk across the room.
She ended up throwing what across the room?
A desk. Right. Mr. Mitchell, he ended up quitting in the middle of the school year because we made him quit. Man, we were terrible. Well, go back and think
maybe
about
he
it.
Maybe he quit because he was going to.
Oh no, he stormed out.
Like, because he's like, he was you gone. Know what? I'm gonna hurt one of these kids.
Pretty much. We didn't get along.
Yeah,
we didn't get along at all. I'm going to heck in a handbasket. Oh, I already knew that, JK. I'm hellbound. There's no quote question about that. So too much damn stuff. I'm trying to remember what I was talking about when I wrote that.
Oh, and then you got the letter from one of your friends that said, "Do you still think you're? Are you still pregnant?"
Oh, pregnant. Apparently, I don't know why I thought I was pregnant because I had not had any sex at this point. And I know the basics of pregnancy. I knew how you get pregnant, so I'm trying to figure out why the hell I thought I was.
So I think Renee
at whatever point.
So I was like, Renee, were you like doing that old?
Oh, do you know what we called it back in the day?
What?
Clothes burning. You remember?
No.
He called it clothes burning.
Clothes burning.
That was a thing.
Who called it clothes burning?
Everybody. It was a thing back in the 90s. Mid-90s. Clothes burning.
Huh.
Basically,
yeah, it's in the urban
grinding with clothes on.
It's in the Urban Dictionary, so apparently it must be true. When a boy and girl are too young to have sex but engage in the movement of sex with their clothes on. Y'all not going to believe this, but I clothes burned with Erica last night.
Clothes burning. And but yeah, it was a thing that you said. It was a thing you just said. Why are you laughing?
Clothes burn.
Why are you laughing? It was a thing. It was a well-known term. It was as well-known as going together. It was clothes burn.
All right.
Oh, man.
Oh,
anyway,
dude.
So I don't know what I said. So, I have too much damn stuff of, but.
So whatever. Apparently, Googling clothes burning. You see a bunch of people burning clothes. Also,
it is dry humping, but we never called it dry humping. Sorry. Yeah. What? Yeah, we never called it dry humping. I mean, that's what it was, but we never called it that.
Clothes burning.
Well, well, I'm glad I can make you laugh today.
Dry hump. That's in the dictionary? Wait a minute. That can't be the dictionary.
I'm sure it is. Well, not the dictionary, is it? Is it in the dictionary?
It's up there. Okay, so dry humping. All right.
Oh my God. It's the same thing as clothes burning.
Dry humping is the process of two people repeatedly moving up and down and back and forth on top of each other, fully clothed, or missing various pieces, but the penis must not come in contact with the vagina without some sort of fabric separating them.
All these damn rules. God.
Example, boxers, panties, or even sheets.
It had to give examples? What the hell? Oh, God.
I will dry hump anybody if they're cute enough. It's what the examples
say. I will dry hump anything if anyone if they're cute enough.
Okay.
Okay, we're dead. We're done talking about clothes burning and dry humping. I just, oh God.
Urban Dictionary is pretty.
Ugh.
I didn't realize Urban Dictionary could be
gland to gland combat.
Verb and the adjective noun. Stuffing the muffin.
Oh, the donuts and bananas must stay in their own bag. Y'all are bad. Okay, I'm done.
All right. Okay.
I'm done.
Alright, so yeah, let's
Oh, I'm glad I could introduce you to a new term. You're welcome.
Yeah, clothes burning.
That way, you know what heck.
When you like, hey babe, let's go clothes burn real quick. Like if we're at somebody's house Let's go.
Let's go in the bathroom and clothes burn.
Let's go to the bathroom and clothes burn real quick.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So that's cool. I'm done.
All right.
Let's go to tech. I don't remember what the name is.
Tech, technology.
All right. So everyone sit down and have a seat and take a listen.
You sound like Fresh Prince. You sound like you're going to sing a
song. Yeah. So I'm just here to tell the people. This is a public. This is a message going out to the folks of YouTube. All right, YouTube. There's this website out there called RedTube, right? And you would think that they would have done the research not to name their new product YouTube Red.
Because as soon as I heard it, immediately I was like, what, is that YouTube's porn channel?
So
that's what I thought.
YouTube Red is the new service from Google where you can play a subscription, pay a subscription, and not have advertisements on YouTube. You can background, you can play the devices, you can play the stuff in the background. It's really nice. It's pretty cool, and it's something that is very handy. You know,
I don't know why they named it that, though. That was dumb.
Someone had to know that there's a porn site called RedTube.
They had to know.
And I don't know who in the world is talking somewhere.
It's Discord.
But why is it coming through mine? Because I thought I quit Discord.
Apparently, you didn't.
Oh, I did not. There we go. I have now quit Discord. As a Google Music subscriber like myself, we get YouTube Red free, which is amazing because I have an amazing playlist out there, and partly it's like the girl Sesame Street stuff, you know. So I don't have to worry about some Halloween stuff coming in.
And scaring the kids.
And scaring the
kids. They were advertising scary movies on the kids' channel. Like,
it was hilarious.
Really scary stuff. That would make some kids freak out.
I know, because we were watching the Halloween special from Charlie Brown, which we found out that homegirl is mean.
Lucy. We already knew that.
She's
the worst.
She's, after watching it as an adult, you didn't realize how extremely mean she is.
She's super mean.
Yep. And then the cool thing is, like we have friends that do YouTube videos, like Alachia.
Mm-hmm.
And like I can listen to her YouTube while working, and I don't have to watch. Like if I'm at work,
you have to watch her. I thought you were gonna say I don't have to watch her face. I
don't mind seeing Alachia's face.
I know.
Like that.
I don't know why I thought you were crazy.
But I get to listen, and it's like I get to imagine that she's podcasting again. It's like,
oh. So you pretend she's podcasting.
Yeah, Alachia podcasting again.
But what happens when she does something visual, then you have to
Then I have to think about, this is like Renee when she's talking, like me and Renee when we're doing a live show, and we're like, hey, look at this, and the people that are listening to it later are like, well, too bad I didn't get to see it, you know. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
So, YouTube Red.
YouTube Red. And then also this week, we had a water disaster.
Oh, God, that's right. I forgot about that.
So, the girls love taking baths, and Renee loves giving them baths. And I love
don't.
Giving them baths.
I hate giving them baths because they freaking stand up all the time.
Well, this didn't happen when I did the video of the bath time. This was 2 days later. Renee was giving the girls a bath. She had her phone in there, and it was after they had been washed up. So afterwards they were like, oh, you know, we're gonna do some singing, dance and stuff like that, and or some singing because they're in the bathtub. But Maya definitely wants to start throwing water more, and she threw water and it landed to the phone and
straight up in the phone,
into the phone. It was like a cup of water right into the bottom of Renee's phone, and it was perfectly thrown. Turned the phone off immediately, cleared all the water out. Well, I thought I did. Waited a little bit, and then we turned everything back on. It worked great for the next 36 hours. Then all of a sudden, her screen just started getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a whole big phone switcheroo, got her back going. But I have her phone here, and I know it's just the display in the front panel. So I'm trying to decide if I want to spend $100 to fix it myself, just to say I fixed one before, because supposedly it's supposed to be pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I'm gonna see if I can pull it off, or I may take it somewhere and get it done, because you know Daniel doesn't know it.
Yeah.
But this will probably be Daniel's upgrade.
If you get it fixed.
Yeah.
So Daniel have my old phone.
Yep. So he can be like, "Yay, Maya! They schemed together and they got it." So has anyone else ever repaired a phone, an iPhone, or anything else? If so, definitely let me know. I would greatly appreciate it and know the experience that you had and stuff. So.
All right.
Let's get into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So we failed. We failed horribly.
You know what? And I'm going to put the Netflix pick of the show off only because it is deep in new TV season. And we're struggling to stay on top of the TV we have now. So
did you have that bright idea, or did you just remember me saying that?
No, I remember you saying that. So we fail. Take three.
Yep.
But the take three is going to take effect probably in the winter. So put that out for right now.
Oddly enough, none of the shows that we have recorded have been canceled.
No, not yet. But I think some
will. I thought they would have been canceled by now.
Now, I actively noticed there are shows that I just don't choose. Like, I would rather watch some shows than others. And some shows are piling up.
Well, like I said, because I want to keep Blind Spot.
Yeah.
I like Blind Spot. But Minority Report,
It would go.
The reason being is, like, we had this discussion. There's so many TV shows that are, hey, I'm a cop. Hey, I'm someone that normally wouldn't be in the cop field helping you solve crime. But here I am. And it's kind of like, that's, you know, I think it's too much. I mean, it's all the same. I mean, we have Blacklist. Blacklist does it great.
They do it perfect.
And the only reason I like Blind Spot, because it has Homegirl with the tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, okay, who what's her story? You know what I'm saying? Like Minority Report, we kind of like, okay, this is one of the three kids that can see the future and stuff, and they catch crime. Okay. All right. Cool. So I think that's why, you know. I did start recording Truth Be Told. It's about two couples that are friends. One couple is a white guy and racially ambiguous. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Lady.
Yes.
Is she Korean? I don't even know what she is. But they're like further along in their relationship. And then there's an African-American black couple. African-American or black couple. And they're friends. And they're like newlyweds. And they're kind of like, you know, all friends and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, cool. Maybe I'll watch this. Maybe we'll have some good laughs and remind us of our relationship with Adrian and Cole.
Oh, that's what it is. But I think this is a better version of the couple sitcom than I've seen. I like it a little bit better.
Yeah. So
a little bit better.
So it's kind of one of those where I'm kind of like, you know what? I'll see how it goes until it goes off the deep end or something like that. So
we did watch Supergirl.
We did.
JK reminded me. We did watch Supergirl. I've heard that Superman watching over Supergirl, somebody said it was kind of creepy. I don't know why I said it was creepy. I'm like sending people to make sure she's okay. Like she can't take care of
herself. So I haven't read any Supergirl comics, so I don't know that relationship.
Yeah.
That they had.
Some people were talking about how it was creepy, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, why is it? I mean, it's just, you know.
Cousins watching out for cousins, maybe. But
I secretly hoped that the black guy was Black Lightning. I did. I was secretly hoping
that he was. I
don't
think they're gonna do that, babe. He's not well known enough. I'm sorry.
You know, there are times where I still hope for, huh?
False hope.
Yeah, so I still hold on to the hope that we'll get some black superheroes in TV.
Yeah, right.
I mean, everybody's like, well, you had Falcon.
We get Olivia Pope. That's all we get.
And then, you know, and then, of course, we know we're getting, freak. Cable.
Yeah.
Not Cable. Freak. No. Help me. I'm drunk. Oh, babe, help me. Oh, is it Cable? No, it's not Cable. Power Fist and, Freak. I'm drawing a blank right now. You don't know who I'm talking about, do you?
I do.
So you're going to let me struggle? Are you going to act like you really know?
I don't. No, I didn't act like I know. I didn't say anything.
I'm trying. Oh, is it Power Man?
Maybe. Luke Cage.
Is it Luke Cage?
It's Luke Cage.
That's weird because we were thinking about calling, if we had a boy.
It was going to be Luke.
It was going to be Luke. Yeah.
Luke Cage.
Oh, well. Sorry, son, who never came to be.
My womb cries out. Okay. so I
my
liked...
wallet does too.
So I did like Supergirl.
My wallet tells your womb to shut.
I like the premise of Supergirl. She's adorkable. Shut up. She's adorkable. So I liked it a lot. And some people would say whatever, but
and they'll sit stretch dude and clobber girl.
Yes, that's it. Exactly.
All right, sorry.
Anyway, so that was Supergirl, and okay, we no spoilers, but The Walking Dead last week. Oh shit, that sounded like almost like a haiku. I should refigure that into a haiku.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's all.
Well, I'm just gonna say it's not gonna play out until the end. Boom.
Is that going to play out to the end?
They're going to drag us on to the end of the season. They're going to drag it on.
Think so?
Yep. They are. They are. you heard it here. Well, I told you that the other night, too. What?
Huh?
What?
What?
No, you're looking like you were concerned. You had a look of concern.
Oh, no. I was writing my haiku in my head. Hold on.
All right.
The Walking Dead, holy shit! Will this ever get resolved? What the fuck was that? Bam!
Did you do it?
Yep, I did it. 5-7-5.
I will say, Renee read me one of her poems. And one of her notes.
Oh, my poetry was the worst.
That shit was powerful.
No, by powerful you mean a chunk of bull doo doo? Yes,
it was powerful.
That's what it was. Angsty teenage, very clumsy poetry. It was
heartfelt though.
It was heartfelt. I do say that my poetry was terrible, but it came from the heart.
Yeah.
And it was serious.
Oh, yeah.
You can't fault me for that.
Oh,
but anyway,
no.
So Walking Dead. Oh, holy shit. I finished Deep Space Nine, and I declare that Star Trek Deep Space Nine is the best Star Trek of them all. Period.
Okay.
So I missed Deep Space Nine. It was a great series. I learned to like people I didn't like. I learned to tolerate people I hated. So everybody almost made a good turnaround. Except Jake. Nothing can save Jake. But
spoilers.
That's not a spoiler. He's in the very first episode. Not a spoiler. So I thought it was good. There, I did have my favorite episodes that were in there, but I'm going to just let you watch it eventually.
Yep.
And in about a year or so.
So I'm in season 4 of, and a few episodes into The Next Generation. I just finished the episode where Jean-Luc and William Riker, Jean-Luc and Wesley Crusher were trapped on the planet or on the mine or something like that, and they had like the water thing. And
yes, I know you're talking about.
So I just watched that one, and then the one before that was where Riker forgot. Riker was trapped on the. Riker lost his memory for 16 years.
Mm. I'll tell you, my favorite episode is in season 5, so I'm excited for you to get to that one.
Yeah.
I have not seen Avery Brooks in interviews, JK Grammer. You say he is cray cray. You must explain in the chat. Make sure to show your work. I watched the final, well, not the final, but the newest season of Call the Midwife. It's only 6 shows, but I enjoyed it immensely. Lots of babies, just tons of babies and English accents and nurses riding around on bikes. It's very English. I went from that because I needed that in the for a palate cleanser. So I started Star Trek Voyager with Kate Mulgrew. Now I understand whenever Scott Johnson on the morning stream would say, "Commander Paris, come see me in my ready room." I now totally get it now.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyway. So Kate Mulgrew is also red on Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool. Yep. It's not bad. It's very old school. Like, the premise is pretty old school. So I like that it has an overarching.
Shoot me in my ready room.
Shoot me in my ready room.
Okay.
So.
What's a ready room?
That's like the little captain's room off the bridge.
So is that where they sleep also?
No, it's their office.
Oh,
if you want to be just blunt, that's exactly what it is. It's their office.
Okay.
Where they would do spreadsheets and whatnot if they were accountants. So Overwatch beta was announced.
It was.
And it came out.
It did.
And
this
flurry of activity.
There was.
People are sitting by their email.
They were.
And not a lot of people got invites.
Yeah, unless, as someone put, unless you're internet famous, then you got invited.
Okay.
That's what people that were upset about.
Upset. Oh, calm down, people.
They're like,
I didn't get an invite, but if I got an invite, I wouldn't use it anyway.
Famous.
That's not my groove of game. So I'd probably give it away on the show or something.
I don't know if you'd be able to, though.
I was about to say, I might not be able to. So, there's all this madness. So I'm like,
guess what?
What?
Here soon, in the next few days, Fallout's going to be arriving. How excited are you about that?
Not as excited because I can't run it. So I'm gonna hold on to it. Well, I'm gonna try, and if I can't run it, I'm gonna just hold on to it until I can upgrade my computer. Yeah. Because it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere, babe.
At all.
But we get to play around for our Pep Boys. Like, hey, look.
Look at my Pep Boy.
It was like, what'd you think about that first episode? Like, it was great. It was great. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm excited about it, though. I mean, I haven't been excited about a game in a while. I'm excited about that. But I did see freaking slight. I don't know if it's actual game footage of the new Tomb Raider. I was like,
I know we have to.
I about lost my shit. I was like, Tomb Raider.
Yeah,
she's my girl. Freaking love her.
She my girl.
What you been doing in Warhammer? What have you been doing?
Babe. She my girl. Say it. She my girl.
What have you been doing in Warhammer? Tell the people.
She my girl.
What have you been doing in Warhammer? I mean, you've been working on this every single night. What have you been doing?
She my girl. Okay. So I've been building models, I haven't got to break out the paintbrush like I've been wanting to. So I've been building models. I've been kit bashing. So I've been buying like different chest pieces and putting them with the other legs and making my salamanders. And I bought JK. Him and I did some transactions. And
may sound like y'all were transferring money to accounts.
This is funny because when I said that to him, he was like, don't say we're doing a transaction because they think we're selling drugs.
Yes, that's true.
I was
that's
like,
probably true too.
I was like, this is plastic crack. What are you talking about? This is, you know.
Plastic crack? Yeah. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, they call it plastic crack also. Well, you know, magic. I wonder. So, Alachia, you're there. I need to know, do magic players call their magic cards like,
paper
is it
crack?
Like paper crack or
a
something
cardboard
like that?
Crack?
Or cardboard crack or whatever they use to make the magic card. So, let me know because 40K people say plastic crack is what it's called.
I can't believe they call it plastic crack.
So, we did some business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about this JK character, man. So I said, JK, I said, dude, this is what I want. And I listed out everything I want and everything. We came to an agreement and everything. And so he ships me the stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? Packaged nicely in a cardboard box and the case was in there and it was beautiful. That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
So I unzipped the case and I look at the first thing. I'm like, I don't remember this being on the list. So I'm going through. I don't remember this being on the list. I was like, what's going on? And I finally get down to the bottom where I see where everything is. I was like, okay, so this is the stuff I ordered. So I'm sitting there scratching my head. I'm just like, okay, you know, what's this other stuff, right? So I text JK and I said, hey man, got the stuff in. Da da da. Did you send extra? He was like, oh man, you know what? I went ahead and just sent you everything that I had and we can figure out the rest later, right? I said, JK, I was like, man, you can't do that to me because if I don't pay you, I'll be stealing. So I was like, you trying to guilt me into it? But nah, he's not getting me into it. It was funny though. It was pretty doggone funny. So
nice.
I read you the text.
Yes, you did.
You thought it was funny.
I did.
But you, I should have saved it for you because the second time is not as funny.
You should have saved it.
But I will say that JK was smart. Just so, you know, just go ahead and send everything. It costs the same. So
yeah. We'll so why not? Out.
Yep. Anyway,
but
so
you've
been
cool.
Doing some Orange and New Black.
I did. I have been reading Orange is the New Black, and it's a present that they got me like two Christmases ago.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's more different than the show that I thought it would be. It's,
yeah.
Like I knew it was going to be different, but it's more different.
So they're talking about like, and she talks about recipes and stuff like that in the book as well, right?
Not a whole lot yet.
Okay.
There's like one she talked about.
Which one?
She talked about using Fritos to make chilaquiles.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't give a recipe for it. She just mentioned it. So I don't have any recipes yet. But I like it. It's pretty good.
You see this? You see this mess in chat right here?
Yep.
You see what JK just said?
He said you're his best friend.
And he put best in caps. See, he tried to guilt me. See? That's...
You're the bestest.
JK,
so Orange,
stop.
So Orange is the New Black is cool.
The guilt is real.
Anyway, I put this on the end, but there is a new Star Trek series coming in 2017. Dun, 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 dun. But the catch is, it's exclusively on CBS's streaming servers. Star Trek, a new Star Trek series.
Oh, it's on the streaming servers?
Yeah.
When's it start?
Exclusively 2017.
Oh, okay. We're probably, you never know. We may be at that already. You never know.
So it's exclusively, yeah. Yeah, we might get it anyway, but people are freaking out about it.
Who's doing it?
Who's directing it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in the Joss Whedon universe. It's in Joss Whedon.
The Star Trek is?
I think so. Did he say Star
Joss Trek? Whedon?
No, not Joss Whedon.
Gene Roddenberry? Roddenberry? Anyway.
Crap, I can't remember.
It's okay. Renee's really excited, but she doesn't remember.
I'm super excited. 2017, hold on.
JK.
Star Trek film producer Alex Kurtzman is reportedly working on a project.
Oh, so it's the film
CBS
dude.
CBS Television Studies.
JK said the CBS mess is a bunch of crap. he know he gonna get it anyway.
Yeah.
So they can talk about it on Ten Forward.
Oh, how you gonna not get it? And you have a podcast called Ten Forward.
I know.
And you're not gonna watch this.
So here's my question. So is Ten Forward carried over into the other ones, or is Ten Forward just Enterprise only?
Just Enterprise only.
Oh shit! Why did my screen go black? Okay. That was weird.
Are you
as
back?
Hell.
Okay. You back?
I'm back.
All right. Your video card might be going out.
It better not be. I just bought this thing a few months ago.
Mm. Yeah, Ten Forward is the name of the place.
Uh huh.
It's just like Hooters, but it's Ten Forward.
So is there a Ten Forward in?
No. It's exclusively to
Next Generation.
Yeah. That's cool about Star Trek. And I just want to take a moment of silence to say goodbye to a show with the initials of ANTM, America's Next Top Model. Before you laugh, this show is filled with the most crackery of crackness, and it's hilarious, and it takes my mind off of troubles, and it allows my brain to just fall out and not have to work. So thank you, America's Next Top Model, for being there when on my stressed days. So yeah. I can just veg out to you. And the last season is coming up soon.
Oh.
So.
I think XSplit crashed.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Are we still recording?
Yeah. So we're still recording on, on Audacity.
Okay. But
babe, okay, everything crashed. Don't look at me like that. When I'm trying to explain what's going on.
All right. So anyway, let's talk about some birthdays.
Well, can we bring everything back real quick?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Before we jump in. So sorry, you listeners that are doing this on the backside. This is kind of how everything goes towards the end.
Oops,
so
no audio for the Valentine's. Hold on. Let me.
Oh, sounds like you Dell is still here because they may have been getting some coming through the audio and listening there. So, hey.
Oh, there we are.
All right. So, Renee was going to be like, you know what? We're going to do birthdays without y'all. But
I didn't know that everybody wasn't here.
But then I was like, you know what, Renee? No, we can't do birthdays without the
Valentine's. Why are you trying to make me look like the bad guy?
Because she's like, let's go.
Choo-choo.
Valentine's.
Odds and ends.
And I cannot blame that on Twitch, nor can you, because that, I believe, my friends, was XSplit. All right, so birthdays.
Yep, we have some birthdays in the house. We have Randy Jordan's birthday is on Wednesday.
What?
Cleo's birthday is on Thursday.
What?
Your Aunt Marianne's birthday is on Friday.
Happy birthday, Aunt Marianne.
Daniela's birthday is on Saturday. You don't know her.
And she's a mommy group.
I do. She's somebody in my mommy group.
The mommy group.
John Moore, the Englishman, his birthday is on Saturday. Ryan Johnson, a.k.a. Green Bay Spidey.
Yep.
Yay, Green Bay Spidey. His birthday is also on Saturday. Larissa's birthday is on the 9th. Mommy group. Erica Edwards Friedberg.
Yeah, I noticed all the mommy groups have no last name now.
Oh, that's not a particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
Erica, because you don't know who they are anyway.
Erica? You don't know who Erica is?
I do know who Erica is.
Who is she?
My ex-coworker.
Oh, that's the other Erica. Never mind. I thought it was
Erica
Torres. I thought it was Erica that, no, it's Erica from Nebraska.
Oh.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, Nicholas McKinney, we know him. His birthday is on 11/11. How cool is that? Shanna Coble.
Mommy group.
Mommy group. Her birthday is on the 13th. And finally, last but not least, Carolyn Schreiner.
Hey.
One.
So tomorrow, Renee and I will be guests on a show called Geek Trivia Show.
Mm-hmm.
So
Geek Trivia Show.
So we'll be doing it tomorrow. It'll be live. Check Twitter for a link if you want to watch. Renee and I are going to be going head to head with some partners. So I don't know whose team we're going to be on.
We're going to... it's going to be terrible.
I will say that Louisville will be well represented on the call because Mr. Michael is from Louisville himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a developer as well. So maybe y'all can talk developer, chit chat and stuff and put bugs out there. So if you'd like to email us, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at Valentine Cast. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentine Cast. And the Facebook page, where's that at, babe?
Facebook page.
Where's that at?
Is facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and previous shows can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Our intro and outro music is provided to us by Pretty Lights Music. Our bed music throughout the show is from the Andrew Allen Trio. Thank you guys for allowing us to use your music. Also, a quick happy birthday to Rick's sister from the 10-4 podcast. Oh, I'm sorry. Richard's sister from the 10-4 podcast. Clara's birthday is on Saturday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Valentavern, thank you all so much for being here.
You all rock.
Hey, Zobby, guess what? Renee's going to Chicago with me.
Apparently, so.
To Adepticon. Come hang out with us. Yeah.
I guess we're going. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. But there's a good chance. Woo! All right. We'll see you guys later. Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for being here.
Bye, everybody.
Bye now. Where's my volume?
Isn't that what the young people say?
This is Alpha Geek Radio.